Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu amri sa'imi bi hifdhi lisanihi wa jawarihi anil mukhalafati wal mushatamati wa nahwiha. The chapter on commanding the fasting person to safeguard his tongue and his limbs from arguments, abusive language, etc. Very, very important chapter. This chapter got to do with regards to controlling oneself, especially controlling one's tongue in the condition of fasting. You find today a person is able to control a Boeing 747, he's able to control a fighter jet, able to control a submarine, a person driving a car can control a car, some people can control motorbikes at high speed. But this tongue is something that is so simple but yet so difficult to control. So one thing we taught in the month of Ramadan is control, bringing control over ourselves, control over our limbs, especially control over this tongue. This tongue is something that is very, very, very important. You find that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that it's one part of the body where there is no bone in it, it's just flesh, and yet it can move and move and move without it getting tired. And the harm it can create is tremendous. And yet the good it can create also is tremendous. So therefore what we are taught is be very, very careful as far as this tongue is concerned. And as we are moving now in advancement as far as technology is concerned, there's another extension of the tongue, and that is our keyboard. Person has to be very, very careful of what he types, what he writes, what messages he sends. That is also an extension of the tongue. So when we're reading the hadith explaining about controlling the tongue, it doesn't only mean controlling this physical tongue of ours, but by extension, also what we write, what we speak via messages, what we speak via emails, what we speak via letters, etc. We have to be very, very careful. This is a very important aspect of our life. So one of the things that we taught in the month of Ramadan is look after this tongue of ours. So today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any one of you fasts, he should not engage in futile conversations nor raise his voice. So he should not engage in any type of futile conversations. There's no benefit for us. We're talking about something, but what's the benefit? And especially in today's time, so many things people just speak about it. You heard what happened there, what this one did, and what that one did, and what everything we want to talk about. But the question we've got to ask ourselves is, what benefit is it for us? Am I getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the speech of mine? Am I drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will I be asked about what I'm speaking now in the qabr, that something happened? Did you give your view on what happened? What was your opinion? Did you give it? Will I be asked about it? Munkar and Nakir, will they ask me about that in the Qabr? Will I be asked about it on the day of Qiyamah? If not, then don't speak about it. Because then you now will be asked, why did you speak when you're not supposed to speak? So the best thing for us to do is what we don't have to speak about, keep quiet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man samata najah, that person that remains silent, that person will be successful. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that a man is a master of his silence and a slave of his word. So if we say something now, we become a slave of what we said. But if we remain silent, then we become a master of our silence. So therefore we have to be very careful at all times, be on guard, that we don't say the wrong thing. How often it happens, a person says something and he regrets, hey, why did I say that? This person got offended, I thought it was just a joke, but he took it as an offense. And now to try and remedy the situation becomes very, very difficult. So the first thing that we taught is that be very careful. So this hadith, this first hadith that we're doing under this chapter, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you fast, he should not engage in futile conversations. This first part of the hadith is not speaking about ghibat. He's not speaking about slander, about lying, about hurting someone. He's just talking about futile. There's no benefit in what we're speaking. So what we speak also, that should be something that is fruitful. So he should not engage in futile conversations, nor raise his voice. In other words, he's fasting. Keep his voice calm, keep his voice cool. There's no need to scream and shout. person must be very careful. He is in a very, in an ibadat, he's already in an ibadat, that ibadat of fasting that he is in. He must be careful not to spoil it by him raising his voice, shouting, speaking futile, and then speaking everything else. And then the next part of the hadith is teaching us a very important thing, that now here we are controlling ourselves. What happens if someone else comes and is abusive towards us? Now it's possible that we may be trying to control someone else, may be abusive, may be using wrong language against us. Does it justify us now getting upset, getting angry, spoiling this fast of ours by saying the wrong things? So the second part of this hadith explains very nicely, if anyone is abusive towards him or fights him, referring to the fasting person, if anyone is abusive towards him or fights him, he should say, Inni sa'imun, I am fasting. What he should say? He should say that I am fasting. And the reason ulama explain is he should say this, is that to try and excuse himself, that I don't want to get involved in any type of arguments, any type of fights. Another thing ulama explain is the person should address himself. The person should address himself first, tell himself, Inni sa'imun, that I am fasting. Don't get abusive, don't get loud, don't spoil your fast. I am fasting. Remind yourself that I am fasting. So then a person now doesn't have to go to the next stage and even tell the next person that I am fasting. He finished telling himself, he told his nafs, oh nafs, remember that you're fasting. Don't spoil this fast of yours. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. These lessons that we learn in the month of Ramadan take us very, very far. And one very important lesson we learn is the lesson of control. Control ourselves as far as our things that were halal are concerned. How much more? You look at that food that we not eating. That food was halal for us. It may be something that was slaughtered by us ourselves, or it may be kajur, it may be some water pure, it may be banana, it may be an apple. Things that are pure we're not allowed to have when we are fasting. How much more careful we should be for not having things that are unlawful, things that are not correct. Person should be extra careful. So it's training us to get control of ourselves to such an extent when a person has got control, now he doesn't even want to listen to anything that is futile. He doesn't want to listen to anything that is ghibat. He doesn't want to spoil any action of his, because this person is very, very careful of what he does. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, bringing these simple things in our lives. You find a person won't get himself into any type of problems. He's careful about what he says, he's careful about what he listens, he's careful about what he thinks, he's careful about what crosses his heart. And then when a person's got this, he doesn't even want to mix too much with people. Unnecessarily he doesn't want to mix. In other words, I don't want to be on this group, and I don't want to be on that group, and I don't want to be here, and I don't want to be there. All the time he's not interested in mixing. His heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sab ke saath rehkar bhi sab se juda hai. Dunya ke majghalon mein wo ba khuda rahe. That a person is with everybody. Yes, he has to be with everybody. Sometimes we're going out, for example, for gush, we're with everybody. Or sometimes a person is at his workplace, he's working with everyone. So, sab ke saath rehkar bhi sab se juda hai. That this person is with everybody, but his heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart is not caught up with everything else. Despite him being with everyone, his heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is engrossed in the world, lekin ba khuda rahe. Despite him being engrossed in the things of this world, outwardly it may look that this person is busy doing his work, whatever he needs to do. He's doing it properly, not to say he's not doing it properly. But where's his heart? Is his heart connected with everything else? No. His heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst these people. But we do the right things all the time. So one is we doing good, and the other is we looking after the good. One quick example just to finish off. Abrar al-Haq sahab used to give this example. Person is in the car and it's hot outside. He's got that air condition on. That air condition is blowing very nicely, but he's got all the windows open. That hot air from outside is coming. He asked, will that car ever cool? That car will never cool, because despite him having that air condition on, then hot air from outside is coming, and whatever cool air he's got, he's losing it. So therefore he explains is that good actions is like that cool air condition. We're getting that cool breeze of those good actions coming, but the moment we got the gunas that are still coming in like that hot air, we won't feel that effect also of that good deeds. Therefore we must be careful that do the good deeds, but together with that protect ourselves from that hot breeze, that hot air of gunas, and then we'll feel that coolness and the beauty of the good actions that we are doing. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.